Okay, so straight off the bat, I need to let you know there are fireworks going on somewhere outside, so you might hear that. Sorry. I was gonna try and wait until after they were done to kind of do this, but then I was like, if I do that, I mean, it could take forever because everyone's doing the whole fireworks thing now, so I just decided to get on with it. It's fine. So anyway, guess what? It's time for another podcast episode, or whatever we're doing here. He gave me shortbread. Said he'd take me to Israel on Valentine's Day because nobody would think to look for an obnoxious atheist and a troubled Catholic there. We didn't go. He rested his head on my knee, turning into the threads of his favourite dress, and it was a game with a wonderful prize, yet dangerous stakes. I knew I'd always point a gun to my made-up face, share one last kiss playing late into the night. Stroking his hair, counting to three, closing my eyes so he could see the devotion in the way I painted myself for him. Waiting with my breath held, so he knew I'd suffocate as seductively as I could if he asked me to. Waiting. Waiting. Waiting for it to be true, for me to be waiting. West Bank, a windy day, a summer dress in the winter rain, and his arms all around me as we play where no one can find us. When the sun goes down and it's time to go home, I twirl, twinkling in my summer dress and the winter night, spinning wildly, madly. I choke myself to death, looking cute as hell, on chocolate chip shortbread. So I never have to live a day without him. Is it really a poem by me if that doesn't involve a summer dress and random death? Perhaps not. But I just kind of came up with that like Friday night. I was on the way home after reading at a She Growls event at the Poetry Cafe in Covent Garden, and like it was really cool because I got to kind of, you know, share my stuff and hear other people, and I just kind of felt something, and you know, I was just like wandering around because I know I have no sense of direction and I always get lost, but still sometimes I persist. So I was kind of like trying to find my way back to Charing Cross, because I was like, Charing Cross isn't far from Covent Garden, let me just walk. A mistake, but you know, just kind of being around all the lights and everything, and it was nice, and so I just sort of started writing, and that was what I came up with, which is weird because it had nothing to do with kind of what I could see and what was around me, but you know, it's fine. Man from the market stand who kept yelling about Prime Minister No-Mates and the Snoopers Charter of Doom are correct, and there really is a man or woman living in my laptop, peering through my webcam and watching over me, then I would like to apologise for the endless season of Big Brother starring me that just involves me writing things about increasingly unavailable people, eating fruit salad chewits and crying occasionally because they remind me of him, ignoring DMs from available people, more fruit salad chewits, more crying, more him. Never him in person, just him in increasingly unhealthy poems, before returning to the schedule of a few more chewits and watching the same 7 horror films over and over, with the occasional sarcastic tweet about how I love my collection of records more than I'll ever love another human. And a bit more crying. In bed, for the variety. With a teddy bear that reminds me of the other him. I'm sure you're not paid enough to watch this shit. I actually thought about daily vlogging, but like, you know, because I have a YouTube and some people have asked about it and, you know, but I just feel like it would be boring, you know, because it'd be like, oh, hey guys, I'm writing another poem, I'm editing another video, you know, it'd be very samey, you know. But some people, you know, they do vlogs and it's just like, not to be rude, but it's like really boring stuff. Like, oh, I went to Starbucks. Oh, I'm going to Sainsbury's to do my weekly shop. Oh, I'm waiting in for a parcel from Amazon. And that'll be like the whole content of it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. But I guess, you know, some people, maybe they like that, so, you know, if that's what some people are into. But, you know, generally I don't really want to kind of put out anything that I wouldn't myself be interested in, because, you know, it's hard for me to get excited and, you know, enthusiastic about, you know, creating something and putting it out for people to, you know, to have, if it's something that I myself would be like, well, this is tedious. So I don't know if I can do that quite yet, you know. Maybe, you know, maybe for like special things, like if I'm filming, I guess that would be quite fun to watch. Or, you know, when I'm on holiday and that, but I don't know. He added me on Facebook. I stared at a small sample of his face, each letter of his name, and with a tight throat and a shaken scream, I was back in IT class. 15, 19, it didn't make a difference. He sent me a message. I exchanged small talk. Just like before, I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want people to look at me. I didn't want people to think that I'd done something to make it happen. He asked me how I was, and just like before, I didn't say a thing. He said he did it because he liked me. And he just didn't know how to say. I didn't know what to say. I thought I should ask why he reached up my skirt and snatched something that I'd been saving for someone that I truly loved. I thought I should ask why he saw it as a formative, flirtatious bit of fun when it could never and would never be that way for me. I thought I would ask how he would feel if someone stuck a loaded gun full of teenage hormones and boys will be boys' excuses inside of his underwear when he had just been minding his business. I tried not to ask, even though I'd answered it myself so many times, if there was something wrong with me that could explain why I didn't want it when he did. Instead, I just said, "Ha, cool," and got drunk. I think I forgive him, you know, because it was an unfortunate thing, you know, and the way, even now, you know, I mean, I say now, but I actually haven't spoken to this person for, I think maybe like a year or so. But the way that he would talk about it was like, I don't think it was a malicious thing. I don't think it was him wanting to make me feel bad or hurt me or make me feel less than him. I think it is a case of him genuinely thinking that that was the right thing to do, to tell someone, "I care about you, I like you, I want to spend time with you." He thought that that was the way to communicate that. And, you know, yeah, he obviously has to take a bit of responsibility now as an adult, whatever, but I think if you think about it, kind of my age group, my generation, whatever you want to call it, are kind of the first to have pretty much just like unprecedented access to sexual content online. Like, you can probably, I read this thing on social media, I don't know how true it is, but apparently, you know, when you open your web browser, you're like just one or two clicks away from, you know, hardcore pornography, basically. And, you know, it was like that when I was at school. I remember I used to see the boys, you know, passing around their phones and Bluetoothing each other, because that was still a thing then. Bluetoothing each other videos that they'd found of girls and things like that. And it was just the done thing, especially for young boys. And, you know, they would talk about all these things that they'd seen. And I think it kind of shaped their behavior somewhat, you know, and their attitudes towards women. And so they thought, you know, if I want to tell a girl I like her, I have to be like, you know, these men that I've seen and how they are with those women, you know. So I don't know, because now I've said all that, it kind of feels like I'm excusing what he did, and I don't feel that that is the case, because I think that it was wrong. I do. I really, really do. And if I could do something to stop it from having happened, I would, because it really kind of set off this chain of events in my life
that just I really could have done without. But I think as two young people at that time, I think I can now kind of find it within myself to acknowledge that, you know, that I feel bad for him, that he thought the only way that he could communicate that he liked a person was to do something that is so bad, you know, and it's something that you can't take back. And to think that there are people out there who learned those same things he did. And I don't know, it's like I feel bad for them, but I also feel kind of frightened. I don't know, it's hard to kind of sort everything, you know, in my head and, you know, kind of decide what I think, you know, why feel about it. I don't know. I gotta find something happy to read now because that was a downer. Is having enough trouble with pesky people pestering for paper, and you just coughed in the most endearing way. So I'll be busy thinking about that for the next 2 hours. You know, I kind of got the idea for that from this really dumb thing that happened when I was at uni. There was this guy that I liked. To be honest, it turned out that it was actually way, way better for me that things didn't really work, for reasons that I perhaps shall not go into on the podcast. So we were playing Dungeons and Dragons. It's not the other Dungeons and Dragons guy that I believe I've talked about, by the way. It's somebody else. Anyways, so he was allergic to cats. And I don't know why, but I found that really endearing. And so we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I text him about that. And I told him, I don't know why, it was like a really stupid thing. Like, I don't know why I would tell him that, or even really why I found it so endearing. But I told him about it, and he just sort of looked up at me from across the table and just sort of smiled. And, you know, it was sort of a half, you know, oh, she's so crazy, it's kind of sweet. And then sort of half, what the fuck is happening? But I don't know. I guess I just found it really cute, maybe. But then I discovered some things about him that were not cute at all. So, you know, such is life. but, you know, that's just how it is sometimes. Sometimes they're super cute. Sometimes they are into some weird shit and it's terrifying.
that's all for tonight. But I'll be back next week with another episode. And you should believe me, because I've stuck for the most part to my schedule. So I'm doing pretty well, actually. So I will, if all goes well, see you next week. In the meantime, I'll be releasing a new visual poem on my website, which is jenniferwan.com, and you can find that on the 8th of November. It's one of my poems, He Sent You Flowers, from my new book, 27 with a White Lighter, which you'll be able to buy and read and all that fun stuff on the 3rd of December. Am I getting the dates right for that? Yes, I am. It's the 3rd of December. You can get that. The best place to go if you want to get it, I've actually set up a website so you can find it wherever you are quite easily. And there are also fun previews and things like that about the book. And you can find that at 27withawhitelighter.com, or you can just check out my own website, which again is jenniferwan.com, and all the details are there too. But yeah, so a new visual poem is coming on the 8th of November. What else? I have a new song coming out on the 7th of December. That's why I was getting my December dates confused. It's kind of a bit Christmassy and fun. So there's that to look forward to, I guess. You can find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared, and that works for Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and YouTube. So also Reddit, but like, I don't know why you'd want to find my Reddit, because it's mainly just like me posting on like the horror sub and the, you know, UK politics. And, you know, if you ever wanted to know all of my contributions on Reddit, you can look there, I guess, as well. But I'm not really sure why you'd want to. Is Reddit a social media or a forum or what? Like, what is it? I don't know. I mean, I have fun, but anyways, I'm going to wrap it up, because it's time, and I'll see you next week. Good night, my love.